Welcome to the Weekly Digest, a podcast by News24, South Africa's most trusted news brand. Every Friday, we invite you into our studio to listen to conversations about some of the week's top stories. Mihlali Ntsabo is our host.
In today's episode, we discuss the scathing report by the University of Cape Town, which found former Vice Chancellor Professor Mamogeti Pakeng and former Council Chairperson Babalwango Nyama guilty of serious governance failures. We also give you the latest update on why phony TikTok doctor Matthew Lani is still a free man. And we round off the show with a preview on what to expect on this week's edition of News 24 Live's Hello Weekend. On Wednesday, the University of Cape Town released a report by an independent panel chaired by former Supreme Court of Appeal President Judge Lex Mpati, which looked into allegations of governance failure at the hands of Mamogeti Pakeng and Babalwango Nyama. The 179-page report found that Pakeng and Ngonyama committed serious governance failures by mendaciously misleading the university about the resignation of a colleague. Pakeng stepped down as Vice-Chancellor of the university in March after 37 anonymous complainants came forward to the institution. The university is reported to have given her a 12 million rand golden handshake. In studio, we have Marvin Charles, News 24 Metro reporter in Cape Town. He's here to walk us through the dense report. Marvin, perhaps let's first jog our memories as to how we got here today. We know that in March, Professor Pakeng left the University of Cape Town on her own accord, as reported by News 24, and of course with also a golden handshake of 12 million rand. After that, a panel was appointed to look into allegations of governance failure by Professor Pakeng and Council Chair Babalwango Nyama. Maybe perhaps remind us of some of the other allegations that were leveled against Professor Pakeng and Ngonyama.
It all started when the Deputy Vice-Chancellor for Teaching and Learning, Liz Langer, resigned suddenly in May 2022. And it was decided that she will not be seeking a renewal of her appointment, which was scheduled to end at the beginning of this year. She agreed to relinquish her duties, and the institution didn't want to comment at the time of the reasons for her early departure. But both Pakeng and Nguyama told the UCT Senate, that represents basically the academic board, that Langer's departure was initiated by herself and voluntary and cited personal reasons. That didn't prove to be true, because in September, a letter from Langer was read out, which told a completely different story, saying that she was forced out of her position by Nguyama at the behest of Pakeng, and she said that she was willing to testify under oath, which she did during the panel's work. There were other allegations as well, because several top academic professors had left during this time, and they described as her having an abrasive behavior, public belittling and humiliation, mistrust, insecurity, trying to undermine, unseat or sabotage her role.
All right. So on Wednesday, the University of Cape Town then releases its 179-page report. Could you take us through some of the findings of this report?
Well, it's quite damning findings, to be honest with you, because it touches a lot on her leadership during her time as the VC of the university. Professor Max Price, who also gave, who answered the panel's questions, he explained that she had displayed traits of narcissism, and she responded to any suggestion as if they were personal attacks. The panel was also told that when Pakeng had interest in the VC position, Price had strongly viewed against it, and even told the former chairperson of council at the time about it.
The report also talks about her quote-unquote crass obsession with race. Does it actually go into detail as to perhaps what some of its findings were in relation to the commentary that she apparently had made to some of the staff members.
It does. And, you know, many of the senior staff members who had left, who had testified before the panel, gave these horrific testimonies of how they worked under Peking, of how she would make, you know, these crass remarks of racialism and, you know, that she was the only black woman at the university because she was very concerned about counsel and a plot to unseat her. She was blatantly open about the fact that, you know, there were too many Indians and too many coloreds in the executive at the university. She was unashamed about talking about race, which made many of her colleagues uncomfortable.
Right. And I'm now curious to find out what this report has recommended.
The first finding that the panel has made which caught our eye, was that Nunguyama's conduct must be reported to the ministerial authorities. It said that her conduct, which placed UCT at risk, but was not limited to initiating the termination of Langer's contract without having authority to do so, misleading counsel and the Senate regarding the circumstances of her departure and attending the vote at a special council meeting. It also made findings against, you know, what measures the university needs to take for those who left under a very dark cloud. It said that a public apology must be given to several individuals for the circumstances that gave rise to their resignation, and commending them for their services at UCT. The panel also said in conclusion at the report that they acknowledged that the fact that UCT had been through a difficult period over the last 5 years. It also said that, you know, many people resisted from, you know, testifying from before the panel. They also acknowledged the courageous people that actually gave testimony, and acknowledged the fact that good governance plays a crucial role at good public institutions.
And finally, Marvin, has Professor Pakeng responded to the findings of the report?
As soon as the report dropped on Wednesday, we understand Professor Pakeng was in Botswana celebrating her birthday. We did try and get hold of her. She did refrain from commenting. I think, you know, to be honest with you, Professor Pakeng's relationship with the media has been quite strained over the last few months. She left under a very dark cloud at the University of Cape Town. And we've always offered her a right of reply. We've never avoided that. And she's always, you know, decided to launch scathing attacks against the media on Twitter and on social media platforms. I do feel, to be honest with you, I feel like the media has been vindicated for the coverage of UCT for the last few months, because, you know, we've been subjected to heinous attacks from her on social media and from, you know, her followers as well.
Marvin Charles, reporter at News 24. Matthew Lani, the medical fraudster, is a free man for now after the National Prosecuting Authority halted its prosecution against him following his arrest at the Helen Joseph Hospital on Sunday evening.
We are looking for the Jesus throne. Can everybody please get out?
No, everybody must get out. Why jump to the
street? I didn't.
I was with you, my daughter.
I did not.
What is this?
In October, the Gauteng Health Department opened a criminal case against Lani after it emerged that he was posing as a doctor.
The last one, we went into the theater locker room where they put their safety pins there. Mm. That is not corridor.
Yes.
That
no,
is
I'm
theater.
Saying about
that. That is the locus where yes. People keep their personal belongings that you went to. Mm.
Yeah. For that time, I'm like also very sorry for that. Mm. Like, I honestly did not mean.
Lani had built a strong public profile, garnering a large following on TikTok.
Dr. Matthew here. Let's talk about the dangers of Savannah. Savannah is one of the leading causes of kidney failure, high blood pressure, pancreatic cancers, oral cancers.
It was also featured on mainstream radio and TV shows, where he shared healthcare advice.
I truly did not.
But you've been warned, and you still came.
Warned by what?
By the doctor that you were impersonating.
I was not impersonating any doctor.
Didn't you say when you had an intern in Helen Joseph?
No.
And you worked in Tembisa?
No.
Okay. But videos will identify all of that. That's okay.
He claimed to be a graduate from the University of Witwatersrand. His house of cards tumbled after a couple of TikTok users started questioning his credibility and the diet pills he was selling to his followers.
Orders are coming through. Orders are coming through. People are ordering. But you guys are busy there.
There are also suspicions of identity theft. It's alleged that at one point, he was using the alias Dr. Sanele Zingelwa to further dupe people into thinking he was a medical professional.
The thing with that one, with the Zingelwa Center,
now why are you saying you did not?
No, I never said that I am this person Zingelwa, no.
What were you saying?
I changed surnames, my old surname was Zingelwa. Mm. And that video was not from this year, this video was from 2 years ago. So you understand?
Posted to say.
No, it has always been on my TikTok.
After his web of lies were exposed, Wits University, the Cambridge International College and Health Professions Council of South Africa said Lani was never enrolled or registered with them. This story is still developing, and to read up on it, do visit news24.com. News24's Ndwagai Sileka spent the day in the Northwest on Thursday speaking to Lani's grandfather. On the lighter side of things, News24's Bonolo Sekudu joins us in our Johannesburg studio to give us a preview of this weekend's entertainment pages. Bonolo, welcome to the Weekly Digest. Perhaps let's start off with, you know, one of the biggest stories in the country that's transcended from news to entertainment. And that is the story of TikTok phony doctor Matthew Lani. I'm just curious to find out. I know you've actually written a couple of pieces on the subject matter, but I just wanted to find out what your opinions are just as the story unravels.
Thank you, Mihlali. Thank you for having me. This story is one of the most entertaining stories I've read in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I know, and I say entertaining because it's quite unbelievable how Matthew, Dr. Matthew, as he refers to himself, was able to kind of fool everyone. Even though some of us didn't really believe him from, you know, the start, it's really started a lot of conversations around, firstly, why is it that we believe people on social media so easily? And it kind of exposes how social media is a world of curating. You know, you can easily be anything on social media. As a journalist, the importance of making sure that you check, you fact check, and you make sure that the people that are experts are really experts, you 100%. Know.
You actually shared a story, wrote an opinion piece where you shared your encounter, your first encounter with Matthew Lani about wanting to profile him regarding his life story.
Yes. As a journalist, when you hear someone, particularly on a big platform like I did, when you hear somebody say, I was able to sue my ex-boyfriend for infecting me with HIV and I got 670,000. You will jump at the opportunity to speak to that person, and that's what I did. But after our interactions, you know, I was not sure about who this person was. The fact that I would call him, then he answers and he sounds like he's whispering to changing our interview times, just a lot of things just started feeling a bit off to me. Uh-huh. And I'm glad that I trusted my instinct. I mean, this was in January and I trusted my instinct and I was right. Yeah. A month on, here
as
we are.
Country. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Bonolo, News24 Live's Hello Weekend drops this Saturday. And we are all excited to read up on the latest issue. Could you perhaps give us a preview of what to expect from this issue?
I am so glad that we don't have to talk about Dr. Matthew on this issue. I mean, we're still excited. We're still in, you know, in a celebratory mood as a country. So you can look forward to reading up on Brand South Africa. We have a great conversation with brand maverick and brand expert Tebe Galafeng, who has been championing the African narrative for over 30 years. He's been in the brand space and he's all for Brand South Africa. So you can look forward to conversations around that and why what this means for South Africa, this big win, and you know how we are perceived in the world. So it should be really an interesting you know read.
Right. And I also believe that you guys have an offering for our wine lovers as well.
Our wine lovers, while still in this mood of celebration, can look forward to reading up on Glenelly's Lady May, who celebrates 98. And also, it's like the 20th anniversary with 11 vintages of Lady May flagship. So while they are relaxed and still celebrating and taking in, they can really look forward to reading up on that.
Bonolo Sikudu, lifestyle reporter at News 24. Other stories you can catch up on News 24 include the full breakdown of Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's medium-term budgetary policy statement, which you can find in the business section of news24.com. You can also follow our Springboks Web Ellis Cup Parade live updates from various corners of the country under the sports section on news24.com. Thank you for listening. Do join us next Friday for the next installment of the Weekly Digest.